Carol Janey and her Hit and Run lover. That is absolutely amazing, isn't it? 10:31 and a little bit late. It's just about time for us to go over to the news. It's Radio Jackie, 227 meters, 1323 kilohertz.
Radio Jackie local news at 10:32, and in the news, Sutton Disco due for demolition and purge on speeding bikers. Eagle Star Insurance say that it will be cheaper to demolish Scamps Discotheque in High Street Sutton rather than to rebuild it. The disco has been closed since November when a fault was discovered in a high aluminous cement beam, a type blamed for the collapse of several school buildings in 1974. Star Group, which owns Scamps, made no comment about a possible new disco in Sutton, so the area's disco goers will have to continue travelling to Croydon for their entertainment in the foreseeable future. Police have launched a clampdown on motorcycle speedsters on the outskirts of Sutton. A series of arrests have been made after the latest traps on the Brighton Road. Nicknamed the Mad Mile, the Fast 2 A217 has been a popular meeting point for the weekend bikers. In the recent police operations, 70 riders have been stopped for speeding or for reckless or careless driving. The man in charge of the operation, Chief Superintendent Derek True, said the main reason for the extra police patrols have been safety, but residents in Belmont had also complained of the noise and nuisance from the bikes. Well, this has been Radio Jackie local news. Next news in 1 hour's time.
Thank you very much, Mark. Let's have a look at the traffic in and around southwest London. Mainly the roads are clear, but if you're going up to the northwest part of London, there could well be some congestion in the Wembley area due to the Country Music Festival up at the arena there. The traffic lights are out at the junction of West Barnes Lane and Coombe Lane in Wimbledon, and they'll be out until 12 midday today. On the A205 Mortlake Road, Richmond, that is now closed due to subsidence, and there are diversions in operation. And we now go back to Mark.
We have a late news flash for people considering going to Hampton Court this afternoon. You are advised that there is a fair taking place at Hampton Court, and it's causing quite serious traffic congestion last night, causing problems tailing back right over the bridge at Hampton Court and in the direction of Staines in the opposite direction. So if you can avoid the area, please avoid the area of Hampton Court and save yourselves a lot of delay.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. We have a feature album of the morning, and we're featuring Creedence Clearwater. The album is Chronicle.
Like the way you walk,
revival of the album Chronicle, which is our feature album of the morning, and Susie Q. A few other tracks off that album are I Put a Spell on You, Proud Mary, Bad Moon Rising, Green River, Who'll Stop the Rain, and Up and Around the Bend. I think we're all up around the bend this morning here on Jackie, and I hope you enjoyed that track, and we'll be playing quite a few more from that between now and midday today. Dave Small up at the top of the hour. Don't forget your dedication line for the Easter period. That is 674-9973, 674-9973. And if you'd like to get a special Easter dedication for tomorrow, phone it up right now, 674-9973. Hughie is awaiting to take your calls right now. 13 minutes before 11 o'clock. There we are, Robert John and a few other tracks keeping us going for quite a few minutes on Radio Jackie. If you're interested in going to something tomorrow, there's the Easter Sunday annual parade on at Battersea Park. Starts well, everything actually happens from about midday, and there's a 2-mile procession which starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so do go along to that. But right now we're going to go back to our feature LP from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Remember this one. You better 5, I remember that one, some Super Gold, and I Put the Spell on You off our feature album of the morning called Chronicle from Creedence Clearwater. It's 8 minutes before 11 o'clock, Radio Jackie Richard on the radio until midday today, and let's have a look. We've had a letter in from the British Red Cross based in Croydon, who say that they have never turned down a call for help, which is an incredible record because they've been going years and years and years, but the Red Cross do actually need some help themselves, because the Red Cross Centre in Croydon is in an urgent state of, it needs to be repaired because it's almost falling down, and they need to raise £50,000. So if you can help, or if you're a club or a group or you want to raise some money for the British Red Cross, they'd love you to contact them. Their telephone number is 688-6895, 688-6895. Right, yeah, this is where we have things that go chaotically wrong here in the studio. It's Radio Jackie, and if you'd like to have a dedication, we haven't received that many calls through, 674-9973.
Bye.
Power, and it's a mystery that is amazingly good, isn't it?
Yes,
certainly is. The London and District Cycle Speedway fixture, well, there is one. Tomorrow, Sunday the 19th, starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's all happening down at Churchfield's Recreation Ground, Churchfield Road in Beckenham in Kent. It's Beckenham versus Hayes, and the heat is for the EJ's Engineering Thames Trophy. All sounds quite amazing. If you'd like some more information about that, you can phone 590-1411, 590-1411. Okay, that's good. Right, it's Radio Jackie Richard on the radio until midday today. And if you feel like getting a little bit stuck up, that sounds like fun. The makers of EvoStick are offering quite a few boxes of 144 packs of adhesive, right, to any club, college or organization that can make good use of it. And so if you are part of that, and if you are a club, college or local group and you can make use of lots and lots and lots of glue, then you can contact Ruth Francis at Strode House on, hang on, here we are, here's a good one, Ons Ossenbar, which is O-S-N-A, Ossenbar Street, London, Northwest 1, okay? And that all sounds quite amazing. Once again, it's Ruth Francis, who can be contacted at Strode House, 44, Ossenbar Street, London, Northwest 1. Okay, now that all sounds like a lot of fun. Righty-ho, Dave Small, by the way, will be on your radio in about an hour and 2 minutes' time, so look out for him. And that should be all rather amazing. He's got a lot of good music, plus a lot more for you. The local band Kite are on at the Three Tons in Kingston tonight at 7:30. Admission there is just 80 pence, so do go along to that one. And fine, this is the latest single now from Joe Jackson. It's really quite amazing. His records are always absolutely amazing, aren't they? What a strange voice. It's like a very unorthodox voice trying to produce a quality record. And I think he does it very well. 674-9973, if you'd like to have a dedication. We'll be reading a few of your dedications out in around about 4 or 5 minutes' time. It's just coming up to 11 o'clock, and Joe Jackson.
Try to call you yesterday. You were at the Monday Club. Communist demonstration, who cares? You're going somewhere every day. Vegetarians against the Klan, every woman against every man. Never want to want. What you say, but I don't want to wear a badge. I don't want to wave a banner like you. No, I don't mind it if you do. You're beautiful when you get mad, or is that a sexist observation? Or what do you want? Thank you.
Joe Jackson, and we'll play that one for Sonia from Dave Hallett of Epsom. Okay, I hope you're having a good Easter. And we'll also say hello to Colin Reed, age 7, from Molesey. And, okay, I do hope you're having a nice day today. And tomorrow in the programme with Richard Jackson, I'll be reading out most of the dedications that were phoned in last Sunday. And I know those two were. And also we had a bridesmaids competition last Sunday. And that was, well, the question was that Prince Charles is getting married, and I wanted to know who he was getting married to, and the bridesmaids' names of the who are going to attend the wedding. And we do have some winners. Be telling you the winners tomorrow at around about 10:45, so do look out for that. It should be quite amazing, and maybe we'll have another competition tomorrow as well.
Easter's festivities are going to make the coming week's work seem rather boring, then we may be able to brighten up next weekend for you as well. Yes, friends, Radio Jackie, in conjunction with Danny Bamford Enterprises, presents a charity football match in aid of the Radio Jackie Kiddie Bus Appeal. Yes, the RJ All-Stars, including names like Mickey Most, Mike Marino, groups like Mud, Darts, Sheer Elegance and Hot Chocolate, not to mention our own Dave Small, definitely not, will play a team from Candy Cars of Mitcham. It all starts next Sunday at 2 p.m. at Sutton United FC in Gander Green Lane, Sutton. Admission is by programme, which will cost you 75p, and all the proceeds go to the appeal. So see you there next Sunday the 26th for a game of football. Hi there, this is Jimmy King here to remind you to join me this afternoon between 2 and 4 for lots of nice music, old and new, a couple of competitions, some Motown magical moments, and some local news and views, but basically just to rescue you from 2 hours of Dave Small. So join me this afternoon at 2 on 227. Jimmy King.
new massive in America, and it's in the UK charts. Yes, it is. 674-9973. If you'd like to have a dedication on the radio, we'd look forward to hearing from you. Dave Small up at around about midday. James Kinney, 2 o'clock. And Brian Anthony funking you through until 6. And after that, Nicholas Hinton back on the radio until 8 o'clock this evening. There's the programs on your local station, Radio Jackie. There's an exhibition at the Victorian Albert Museum today on the art of heraldry. And it's at the library gallery, and admission is free. That's on today, tomorrow, and Monday. Back to our feature album of the morning.